Theme 11. The Spectrum and Colored Right. The beginning of the science of color is described in these words by Isaac Newton, English mathematician and astronomer, 1642-1727, in a report in the Philosophical Transactions for 1672. In the beginning of the year 1666, I procured me a triangular glass prism, having darkened my chamber and made a small hole in my window shuts to let in a convenient quantity of the sun's light, I placed my prism at this entrance, that it might be thereby refracted to the opposite wall. It was at first a pleasing divertissement to view the vivid and intense colors produced thereby, but after a while applying myself to consider them more circumspectly, I became surprised to see them in an oblong form, which, according to the laws of refraction, I expected should have been circular. Comparing the length of this colored spectrum with its breadth, I found it about 5 times greater, a disproportion so extravagant that it excited me to a more than ordinary curiosity of examining from whence it might proceed. This production of spectrum, a word coined by Newton, is shown in Figure 1. Newton chose 7 colors to designate this sequence: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. When he recombined these colors with a second prism, white light was once again obtained, thus proving that white sunlight consists of a mixture of colors. Newton arbitrarily decided on just 7 fundamental colors, by analogy with the 7 notes, A through G, of the musical scale. There are many colors in the spectrum in addition to the 7 that Newton chose. All possible colors that we can perceive are the spectral hues or colors in this pure spectrum and various combinations of these colors. These combinations also include colors that do not appear in the pure spectrum, such as the purples, pinks, and browns. Newton organized his spectral colors in the form of a color wheel, an approach still used frequently in color design. White is at the center of the circle, and colors at opposite ends of a line passing through the center may form complementary pairs in some color wheels. It can truly be said that color is in the eye of the beholder, based on the spectrum as perceived by the eye and interpreted by the brain. Newton clearly understood that there is no colored light. There is only the sequence of colors of the visible light spectrum perceived in a unique manner, as well as combinations of these colors. In Newton's own words, "And if at any time I speak of light and rays as colored or endured with colors, I would be understood to speak not philosophically and properly, but grossly, and accordingly to such conceptions as vulgar people in seeing all these experiments would be apt to frame. For the rays to speak properly are not colored. In them there is nothing else than a certain power, a disposition to stir up a sensation of this or that color. The unexpected difference between light perception and sound perception clarifies a curious aspect of color. Consider 2 notes of the musical scale, say C and E, sounded together. We hear a chord and can easily recognize the presence of both notes. When we project beams of light corresponding to equivalent notes of Newton's color spectrum, such as red and yellow, together onto a piece of white paper in about equal amount, the resulting perception of the eye signals orange to the brain, a signal that may indeed be identical to orange signal produced by the intermediate note of the color spectrum. Combine any number of light beams and the resulting perception remains that of a single color. Yet a single ear can react to a full symphony orchestra and detect precisely the presence or absence of, say, a piccolo or a trumpet. It can easily separate many instruments out from the single acoustic pressure wave, which is the sum of many separate sound waves arriving at the ear, for the eye surpasses the ear when resolution of detail, location and space, and the detection of movement are concerned. These 2 senses merely function in different ways. Despite its limitation, the eye can distinguish some 10 million colors. The fundamental property that varies along the optical spectrum can be viewed as a vibration to which we can assign a frequency, just as there are vibration frequencies in the acoustic spectrum of the musical scale. The frequency of the electromagnetic vibration we call light is given in units of Hertz, abbreviated HZ and named after Heinrich Hertz, 1857 to 1894, a famous German investigator of electromagnetism. 1 hertz is 1 vibration per second. The range of the pure spectrum perceived by the eye extends from about 430 trillion hertz in the red to about 750 trillion hertz in the violet, although there is some extended visibility for high-intensity light and also some variation among individuals. Since these are inconvenient numbers, a variety of other units are in common use. One frequently used unit is the nanometer, abbreviated NM, which expresses the wavelength of light in vacuum in units of 1/1,000,000th of 1 meter, about 400 millionths of an inch. On this scale, red has a wavelength of about 700 nanometers, and violet about 400 nanometers.